Well, good morning, everybody. I love it. I love church, man. It's like the oasis, you know what I mean? You finally get here on Sunday and it's like, oh, Lord, thank you. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to gather together today, Father, to worship your holy name, to study your word together. Father, we pray that you would be present in this place today to touch and to heal. We ask, Father God, that you would have your way with each heart, Lord, that's here this morning. Father, only you know exactly what it is that they need to hear from you. You have a plan for their life, Father. Hopefully you have a running conversation going with each and every one of them. And we pray, Father, that today would be a part of that conversation. We ask, Father, that you would move us higher and higher up upon the rock of Jesus Christ, Lord, that all of our hope and all of our expectation and all of what completes us, what fulfills us, what gives us joy and happiness, Lord, would be found in you. We pray, Father, that we would see more and more of your face until the things of this world, Father, really do become strangely dim. And we decrease, Father, and you we increase in our lives. We know that that's where the ultimate joy, the ultimate hope is found, Father, is in that. And we desire it, Father, and we confess to you that we fall short, Lord. And so we count on your grace and your forgiveness and your love, Lord, to make up the difference for us, to cleanse us and purify us from our unrighteousness, Father. But we do ask that you would lead us on, Father. Draw us closer to you. Mature us, Father. Conform us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. And have your way in us, in our homes, and in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together.
Alone my sorrow and dead in my sin. Lost without hope with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My
grace,
oh, your grace, so free. Jesus rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. And that's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace. Oh, your grace.
Out of the darkness into your have our ushers come on forward. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the freedom that we have to be here together today, Lord. Thank you so much for the freedom we have in Jesus Christ because of what he accomplished for us on the cross at Calvary, Father, that we have the rights to be called as sons and daughters, Lord. We have the right to call you our Father, Father. And so we ask that you would be with us as we offer up to you our tithes and offerings this morning, Father, that it would just be one more, Father, example of our worship and our dedication and our devotion to you, and it would be a private, personal thing that happens between each heart, Father, and you, Father. We pray that we would never give to you out of compulsion. We would never give to you out of guilt, Father, or out of fear, but always because of love, Father, as you lead us and as you speak to our hearts, Father, we would give of our time, of our resources, Father, of who we are. And we ask, Father, that the day would come in each of our lives, Lord, that every single part of who we are, Father, would be standing in that offering plate. And Lord, it wouldn't just be some dollars and cents, Father, but everything that we have, everything that we are, Lord, it belongs to you. Have your way in us, in Jesus' name.
Where we belong.
Seated.